A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sometimes in life, we encounter people who teach us things we never knew we needed to learn, who offer a perspective that forces us to reevaluate our outlook, and who humble us with their innate wisdom and kindness. Sometimes, though, we also meet people who offer us none of these things. Ladies and gentlemen, Flats and Shanks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of our weekly podcast. I'm David Flatman.
Mate, can you do it again? A bit more oomph. I know you've got a bad back.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of our weekly podcast. The name's Flats.
I'm Shanks.
Hiya, Tommy.
Hiya, Dave.
Okay, boy.
Yeah, really good, boy. Nice. Yes. Better than you, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got bad back, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
What have you been doing, mate?
Hurt me tie rack.
Pottering in the garden.
No, similar.
Weeding.
I've got friends in Bath who
building IKEA furniture.
Yes. No.
Fixing your bed.
Got friends in Bath who've got a
standard.
Stand up, just shut up, will you?
Go on in.
Friends in Bath who've got a swimming pool.
Of course they do.
Very nice.
Of course they do.
They invited us over on Sunday for the afternoon so that our two little girls could go swimming in their pool all day.
Are you friends with anyone that's got a 2-bed house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fine. Carry on.
From Maidstone, mate. Don't act like I'm some sort of, you know, G. So
God.
Yeah, and I was just had a plate of sausages that our friend cooked for the kids for hot dogs and stuff. And I just said, they said, can we have our hot dogs in the pool? I said, yeah, sure. So I stood up, didn't drop a sausage, but my back went. And excuse me, I can safely say that I've never had that before. I've always been a bit fat, not very, whatever it is, but I've always had a really strong back.
Of course you have, because of scrummaging.
Yeah, but even then, even as a prop, I never missed a game with a bad back in, you know, since I was 8 to 32, just because my neck and back were always really strong, and it felt weird to have a bad back, but I basically stood or sat still for 3 hours, could barely get home Sunday night, and I was like, right, and I give it, my wife was like, right, we're going to hospital, and I said, no, I'm not cancelling my, I had a bit of work yesterday, which we'll talk about in a minute, but I was like, I'm not cancelling that, so, because I said I'll do it, and I kind of can't bear not to, I hate the idea of letting people down, because it makes me nervous. Because anyway, and it was really bad, and it is better now, but it is not right, and I'm struggling to get in and out of the car. And
do you know, like from my playing days, the worst two injuries still hurt me now. It isn't so much my knee, because that's okay, I don't run anymore, really, but it is my neck.
Yeah.
Get a real bad neck now after Brent Cobain took it off in a game once.
Yeah.
I made the cardinal error of jacking for the ball and having a quick look up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
As I looked at my forearm, it come and hit me.
Yeah.
And the other is my nose. That's one of the reasons why I don't want to do like a white collar. I'd love to, because I am...
You're really hard?
Pretty super hard, yeah.
Yeah.
Get Red Ross.
It's through being raised in...
Red mist comes over me.
Yeah.
And, but that kills all the time. Gethin
really?
Jenkins broke it in a game for Wales against Samoa.
Yeah.
Might have said this, but
Why does it still hurt then?
I was just looking for the ball at the bottom of the ruck, right? flying in with an elbow, caught me on the nose.
Yeah.
Took it off, basically. And he's never said sorry.
Of course he hasn't.
Should have been in the way.
Of course he hasn't.
But I don't know, it just hurt. It just, all the time it hurts.
Yeah.
It just, like if the kids knock it, I'm like, ah. But it's because it's so big, which doesn't help.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know, but basically I've what would normally do is what all blokes do, which is like, it'll be all right. But I put my, as my wife said, I put my back under a lot of stress. One, because I squat deep in the gym, yeah.
Go below 90, don't you?
Ask the grass, mate.
Yeah.
I literally go, I go full extension, yeah. And I don't use crazy weights, but you sort of 200 plus.
Do you go, lycra shorts? Because it's obviously better to squat, because if you wore
nobody wants to see that. Even I don't want to see myself in
lycra. Do you go cotton trader rugby shorts?
No, I go like Under Armour, like CrossFit shorts, unsponsored by the way.
Yeah.
Just because they're real big and stretchy. But all that, but also my wife said, basically, that's why pregnant people get bad backs, because look at all the weight at the front, so I'm basically pregnant.
And do you still go to the gym together and support each other?
Me and my wife?
All you.
She does not do. She just started with a new personal trainer. She's looking for ages and ages to, because she won't do it on her own.
Yeah.
And she finally found one she deemed fit enough.
What's his name, mate?
I don't know, actually. I'll find out. I'll get it for the next part. I'll find out and we'll... she said he's fit, so that's good news. And I was like, well, if you're getting a fit one, I'm getting a fit one. She said, great idea, you might go more often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really good for stretching you after as well, you know, getting the hamstring stretch when you're on your back, pushing your leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was good. Good.
Yeah, so my back's all right, thanks for your concern.
Good man. Any other issues?
Health issues?
No, just in general, mate.
I'm all good. I would say I am... At the moment, I would class myself...
Overworked and underpaid.
Overworked and underpaid. I would class myself as not stressed, but significantly fatigued at the moment, I would say. We'll talk about what we've been up to in a minute, and you'll probably see why, or you'll call me a lemon. But how are you?
Yeah, good.
You all right, are you?
Yeah, no issues this end, boy.
Well done.
Just in training.
You look fit, actually.
I've been training for a stag do, mate.
Who's?
Gethin Jenkins.
Loose, Dance Music Central. Where are you going?
Not sure yet. It's a toss-up between Newcastle and my beer.
More beer?
and Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Thing is, though...
Which is good, really, because the three places got a lot in common, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah.
What?
Because you can pay for sex with chips. That is a joke.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But the thing is, this is potentially one of those things that you say. One of the things you say that everyone listening thinks you are a knob. But you go to Vegas for a few days and you go hard. You're dropping $5,000.
No,
and it's like I'm just not up for that
anymore. We're not going to Vegas. I just added that in so I could tell.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Oh, well done.
Yeah. No, well done. It's Newcastle or Marbella.
Newcastle. Yeah. I'd go Marbella, mate, to be honest.
Yeah.
If I had a choice between Marbella and Newcastle, I'd go Marbella 11 times out of 4.
It's not my choice, unfortunately.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Who's best man?
It's mate Chrissy.
Some Welsh lad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tattoos, steroids, just a guess. Am I generalising now?
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He does like to wear camouflage T-shirts, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Valley Commando.
Always pre-drinks and walkabout.
Yeah, Stan.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds fun. So you're in training?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, is that just a lot of bench sit-ups, watching what you eat?
I've been doing spin class, mate.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been jumping on there.
Why is it you look like that and you're taking care of yourself properly and I look like this and I'm not?
Diet, maybe.
I think I just passed caring.
Well, I had breakfast the other day, right, and you had a warm-up of two croissants.
Yeah.
Butter croissants. Croissants aren't good for you, mate. I mean, I think it might be...
Good for your soul, mate.
I think you might just need to be educated, mate, on what to eat. Because if it tastes good, it's bad for you.
That can't be true, but I know enough, but I just like it.
But you're a bigger bloke than me as well, so it takes more to... feed you, but you've got to burn more calories than you intake.
But like when I was like as lean as I ever was, which wasn't that lean, when I as lean as I
was. You
were
fairly lean, yeah.
And
I remember you sprinting on the track, mate, in Enfield. Spikes on.
Remember that boy?
Yeah.
Beat George Shooter in 150 once. He was warming up. I was flat out. But, you know, you got down to about 12, 13% body fat the last couple of years I was playing, and about 19 and a half stone, you know. But even then, when I'm lean, I'm still heavy.
Yeah.
So I'm always going to be heavy.
But you need to be heavy, though, don't you?
Not in my job now, really.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, come on.
But Dad's a big bloke, though.
Yeah.
He's got back like a silverback gorilla.
Yeah, I can aim. That's why I'm a bit gutted, actually, that I'm gutted that I've hurt my back, because I always, like, without thinking about it, I realise now that I always prided myself on having, like, a rock-solid back. And obviously I haven't. I'm obviously a bit of a lemon.
But
I'm doing so much driving. I've got the comfiest car in the world, as we've mentioned many times on here, but I do so much driving. I do about 30,000 miles a year now.
Yeah.
And I could reduce that significantly.
That's probably not that much drive, mate, compared to a lot of people.
Do you know what? I reckon it is.
Account managers.
Yeah, maybe, maybe.
Yeah, I did 50,000 my first year work.
Sorry, I did 130,000 a year.
DS Smith, month, I mean.
Sorry, I did 8 million miles on Tuesday.
30,000's not overly
high. I feel like I'm in my car all the time. I worked out today on the way here, because I thought it would be an interesting stat. In the last 10 days, I have had 13 meals in my car.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a problem as well, mate. You're eating on the hoof.
I eat good food, though. Every now and again, I eat crap because I'm just want it. But I'm a guy that...
Mostly when we're together.
Yeah. I stop at Waitrose and I buy... Oh, I'm that weirdo that has packs of artichokes and smoked salmon and chicken breast and olives in my car. So I don't actually eat that much crap, but... It can't be right eating, you know, doing 73 on the M4, eating packs of smoked salmon with a fistfuls of salmon and olives with your left hand, you know.
Hands must stink.
I know, but I take wipes, sanitizers, I've got mouthwash, alcohol mouthwash, I've got everything in there.
What have you been listening to in the car, boy? Have you been music in or podcast?
Oh, yeah, well, I listened to this podcast called Crime Town that's just finished.
Crime Town?
Yeah, we mentioned it before. It's about... Mayor Buddy Cianci and corruption in the city of Providence. It was brilliant. I really enjoyed it.
Fiction, non-fiction?
Non-fiction. Okay. So it's real.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that, and I've just started listening to one called Convicted, which is weekly. I'm struggling to wait a week at a time, but it's really good.
Okay. I told you about one earlier today. I just found one. It's called They Walk Among Us.
Yeah. Just downloaded them all.
UK... true crime. It's really graphic. So I warn any listeners who download it. It is graphic.
I struggle.
It's
with
quite
that.
Brutal and savage because it's about murders that have happened pretty recently in the UK, and it's a lot of. They have live. It's not live, but they have actual footage,
audio
of police interviews and 999 calls. So
is there like? Are there any? This sounds brutal. Are there any kids being murdered? That's what I battle with.
Yeah, first. There is. There's one on, I think it's Phil Pop, who set his house alight on fire, didn't he, a few years ago.
So I might skip that one.
The kids were in there. Yeah, it is brutal, but it is quite
fascinating these things,
and
yeah.
Interesting.
We're just adding our podcast to the enormous bucket of podcasts in the sky, but... There are some fascinating things out there to listen to.
There are. And there's one I'm reading at the moment about a schoolgirl that goes missing in 2008. So it is, but it's hard, mate. What you start listening to them, you're just fascinated by it and what went on. Yeah. And, you know, how they actually captured these criminals.
Do you know what? I listen to the Joe Rogan show sometimes. It's a bit much for me, actually, listening to it all the time. Joe Rogan is the UFC commentator.
Okay.
He's also a famous stand-up comedian in the US. He's a martial artist. He's a really bright guy. He swears a lot. He's like, "Good afternoon, motherfucker." Like that. One of those guys is a little bit much for me. It's like, you know. Anyway, but he's actually really, really bright. Really good interviewee for someone who's not a pro kind of thing. And he gets really interesting people on. And he had Guy Ritchie on last week.
Yeah.
It was like a two-hour pod. So Guy Ritchie's a fascinating guy, actually. Fascinating bloke. And... Weirdly, they spend about half the pod talking about how they've dealt with shoulder and back issues and stem cell injections and stuff like that.
So I listened to that and all these the machines they use for their back so they don't have to have surgery and it saved them. And the next day I hurt my back.
Do they still use the old school one where you tip yourself upside down? Maybe you sort of fasten yourself to a long rectangular plate.
That's basically it.
And tip yourself upside down.
But I've got a mate who's a doctor. He's actually the old club doctor from Sarries.
Yeah.
And he is now the club doctor at Gloucester.
Yeah.
I'll talk about him in a minute a bit more actually. But I'm gonna schedule a proper conversation with him where we talk about stem cell injections to try and regenerate my shoulders, just because they're strong and all that, but they just don't move, they creak, they hurt.
Will that work on knees as well to build cartilage?
Yes. Okay. So it's
expensive?
I don't know, this is what I'm gonna find out. Okay. I'm guessing it'll be like, yeah, you can have that done, it's $8,000 per jab. You're like, right, I'm rather limp, thanks.
Yeah.
So
do you ever see a chiropractor? Because chiropractic isn't recognised by NHS, so it's like an alternative medicine, if you like.
I had one at Bath and he was brilliant.
Yeah, I mean,
boys swore by
it. A lot of people don't enjoy it and it's not for them, but I go now and again. It just sets your spine up and aligns your spine.
I was just always really scared of having my neck cracked. So if my neck got real tight, my back got real tight, my MO was, it sounds really macho, but if I had a really sore neck or back, I would knock a few scrums in training and it would be alright. Running is what killed it, but heavy weights and scrummaging seem to help it out.
But I find chiropractic not being a long-term fix, but it certainly helps for me short-term.
Yeah, the guy that used it, Bath, they still use it now, so in these days of sports science and difficult, complicated insurance policies and all that sort of stuff, they still have the same chiropractor every match day and the boys swear by him.
So. Yeah, mate, Bubs has one, chiropractor.
He's got a chiropractor?
Yeah, he goes every sort of 2 weeks, loosens up his hip, you see, for golf. Reckons it helps him follow through with the ball.
Yeah,
I know. Played no sport is like, but you know, helps him.
Yeah, it's sort of like you see someone like me or Bubs, like
placebo effect.
Yeah, go into yoga or something. It's like, mate, go for a run for a year and get 5 stone off, and then start actual yoga.
He's bought some new golf gear recently, right? He ordered it, Under Armour, and he's been wearing it every single time he's played. So I've been asking the boys to send me photos of him. He's still wearing it. So he plays golf. He plays golf a lot. You know, too much for my liking.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm not his wife. But every time he's played, you know, there's been someone new playing with him. So he wants to wear it.
Show off his new gear.
Yeah.
Oh, pathetic.
I know. So anyway, what have you been up to? Keep this fairly brief.
Tell me yours first. Mine's gonna be long, so I've got to try and think of a way to make it brief.
Well, we were obviously together, weren't we, last Wednesday? We did a gig for Robert Walters in Manchester.
Good that.
Yeah, so we did a bit of a Q&A on stage about the Lions and what have you.
And we've got a Robert Walters video coming out, which it sounds like just a corporate, we're just selling our souls. It's actually brilliant, and you're going to love it. Yeah. Anyone who's listening and watching it is going to love it.
Yeah, we mentioned this a month ago in the podcast we did at Robert Walters, and it's amazing. So this video has been cut for the Ultimate Fam. We interview him, and we'll retweet that soon.
We just literally watched the first edit on Shanks' laptop now, and we were pissing ourselves.
Yeah,
so
we had tears. So we did that in Manchester, didn't we? It was good. A good day there.
Yeah,
we took on a lot of the customers then after at Three Sports. We spent a half hour on each station, so darts, table foosball, and air hockey. What were you best at? Darts for me.
Air hockey.
Okay.
I'm a Jedi, mate.
Yeah, I suppose your hands as well.
Yeah, right. Nimble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little fingers.
Mind games.
So that was Wednesday, wasn't it? So we stayed the night there.
Stayed up pretty late as well.
Yeah.
Went to bed about 3.
Just the...
Don't know why we're tired. Yeah, went to bed at 3.
Just the 40 pints.
Ooh. Then we went out.
And then...
So we with Richard Hill as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Richard Hill.
On Sunday then I had to go up to Cobra Rugby Club, Mid Wales.
Yeah, how was that?
Ambassador for NatWest Rugby Force. So Synergy Activate, all their sponsorships. So went up there.
Yeah.
With a lovely lady called Gemma. She looked after me.
From Synergy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gave me a polo to wear.
Oh.
Which I kept.
Standard.
Winner. Got me a drink of water and a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just security, really. Stopping all the kids making them form a line and they wanted autographs.
Yeah. Happens to them.
God, so many.
You know the drill.
So it was a really good day up there, actually, part of a mini festival they had. Did a bit of reffing, ref the under-9s game.
Did you do your Cobra impression?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah. And played in three Dads v Lads games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you go?
I sort of playmaker in the middle, mate.
Yeah, because your knee.
Strings. Yeah.
Your knee wasn't great.
Couldn't really run that much. But it was a good day, mate. It was good up there. And they had a good day. A lot of people around.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Giving something back. What about you?
Yeah, so I did the thing with you on Wednesday night. And that was really good fun. And it was a... Didn't have to get up in the morning, so it was like stay up late.
Nice hotel, wasn't it?
The Lowry.
Yeah.
Well, nice.
Apparently, that's Mourinho's favourite place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where apparently Falcao, the striker, lived for a year.
Like Alan Partridge.
Yeah. But he could live there. It's lovely.
Mm.
Really like that. Can you order an Irish coffee at 2 a.m? Yes.
They were there when I arrived.
Yeah. So. So I did that with you on Wednesday night, and then I had I spoke at a dinner for my mate Adam, who you know, you met,
yeah.
My stag.
Adam Charman,
yeah, and he's marketing director Charmaine for Bradford's Building Suppliers. And
you won a TV, didn't you?
Yeah, so it's a bit random, but he's my mate and he's marketing director. So I've done a few. They sponsor the Chiefs, Exeter Chiefs. I've done a few things with them, and they're just wicked blokes and women. And like I did this thing. I was at Exeter anyway, commentating, and he was like, oh, do you mind popping in? So I just popped in and did this thing and ended up having such a good crack. I was like, I'll come again sort of thing. And, you know, you're not always being crude about it, not always working, charging, as it were, but just because they're just quality people.
Yeah, I know.
And we stitched up one of their, this fat bloke called Dino that works with him, who's gobbing off. We stitched him up, collected so much money that he had to go and chase the otter at half-time at Chiefs, and he was pissed. It was great. So anyway, I spoke at that dinner and time sort of ran away with me, and I won a flat screen TV in the raffle, and everyone was like, put it back.
No,
normally you put it back. I was like, no, fuck you.
Do you need one?
I'm taking it. It's not about need, is it? It's about want.
Where have you put it?
It's I'm telling you. Oh, it's a 49-inch curved full HD Samsung top of the range.
Do you want to sell it to me?
Probably stick it in the kids' playroom.
Yeah, put it under the bed.
Stick it in one of their playrooms.
Yeah.
Probably stick it in the shed. Anyway.
Put it in the toilet.
So that was a result. But that, again, I was like, do you know what? Getting a bit late. I've got to work again tomorrow night. I'm going to go to bed. Went to bed and it was 3 o'clock again. I had a few pints and I was like... Yeah, I wasn't pissed. I was just had a load of pints. I was like, okay. So the next night, I did the... I spoke at the Bath Rugby...
Oh, that's right.
Legends dinner.
I couldn't do it.
And I've got to say...
With you.
The really, really good event. I didn't... Not that I didn't enjoy the event. I didn't feel great during it. Not sick. I wasn't drunk, but I had three or four pints because all my loads of my mates are there before we started, and I'd never drink day after day after day. Like, I just don't do that. So I did it, and I got up to speak, and I can tell you now, it's the worst I've been in a couple of years in terms of public speaking and stuff. It was fine, passable.
Yeah, no, I heard. I just wanted you to
say it. I just got down, and I walked off the stage, and I was like, that was shit, mate. Dave Trick then did a turn, who's president of the club, very funny. Then we had Bob the Cat Bevan. Have you heard Bob the Cat?
No.
He is the best. I'm an MC, I know that. Martin Bayfield is the king, but the very, very best in the business is Bob the Cat Bevan. He's an old man, he's a cockney, he's a savage, and he is hilarious.
Do you know who the best MC is?
Who?
MC Luck.
And DJ Nee.
Well, he's a DJ.
He's a DJ, yeah.
MC Luck.
So, but then Rod Woodward was the guy they got instead of you. And I love you, mate, but that is an upgrade.
Was he Mario?
He was, no, he mixed it up.
Okay.
He was, I mean, we've seen the act before, but it was genius, and he had the place absolutely had him in bits.
Like, I probably listen to him once a year.
Yeah.
Because of the various events going around in Cardiff, and every year, he's just brilliant.
He was so good. I mean, he was so good. If you repeat any of the gags now, they'd sound rubbish, but they were very, very good. And
he did a good one before. He was talking about all the men in the room, and he said, there's some lovely, lovely women here as well. And he's like, where'd we be? Where would us men be without women? Hey, where'd we be? Fucking Thailand. That's where I'd be.
That's what he said, yeah. That's what he said. Yeah. He was like, no, you look lovely tonight, ladies. Everyone looks great. I mean, I say, there are a few dogs out there. You know who you are. Yeah, but he was very, very funny.
The reason I know he was funny is because my wife was at the dinner. She goes to very few dinners, but she sat on my mate's table. And the reason I know he was funny is that she didn't laugh at one of his jokes.
Okay.
She's Dutch. She doesn't get... I mean, I wouldn't say they've got their own sense of humour, but I'm going to go so far as to say she doesn't get humour. Like, if I... Like, you put The Office on, she's like, I don't get it, it's not funny.
Yeah.
Okay. The whole world says it's the greatest comedy ever. Let's put Phoenix Nights on. Not funny.
What do you have in common then, mate? Animal instincts.
We've just been together so long.
Yeah.
No, I don't mind that. Yeah. She doesn't really. I came down off the stage and I was like, I knew I was shit, and my mates were there and they were like, really good, mate, really good. He did well, didn't he? And my wife was like, no, didn't think it was very good.
Yeah, but for every yin, you need a yang.
Yeah. So she said to me after the event, you need to not drink before you speak because you're not good when you've had a few pints. So then I went to the Rico the next day for the last game of the season. It was brilliant. And Monday, it's Tuesday now, and yesterday, I told you, I'm trying to keep it brief, yesterday morning, very early start, I meant to go up Sunday night, but I hurt my back, I don't know if I mentioned that, so 4 a.m. start Monday, yesterday, to drive up to Sion Park, which is where the Lions were gathering.
And used to go to uni that round there, boy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Brunel.
Oh, Brunel, yeah. But I never knew it was there, Sion Park, it's beautiful.
Is it?
I've never heard of it, it's beautiful, yeah.
Well, Isleworth's beautiful.
No, Sion Park, it's beautiful. Okay. I was the worst minging, isn't it? Mm. So I did a Land Rover video with Martin Johnson and Brian O'Driscoll in our car.
Oh, cool.
Those videos. And it was great fun. And we spent most of them... It was a bit of a slog because you start so early.
Didn't want me in there, no?
No. Couldn't get your number. Lost your number.
Yeah.
And we spent most of the morning pissing ourselves laughing. So it was actually...
Okay.
And then it's like, right, race out the car park, get to Cheltenham in time to host the Gloucester end of season awards dinner last night. Which I did with no alcohol inside me, fully hydrated.
Oh, legend.
I sat at the back so I could prepare properly and felt much better about myself when I got off the stage compared with Friday night. Because you know what it's like? It's like your last game. If you play a bad game, you basically feel like shit until you play well again. So kind of got back on the horse a little bit last night and really enjoyed it. And I went midnight, went to check in at Malmaison in Cheltenham where I'd booked a stay, and they said, you don't have a room here. I said, oh, geez, I must have forgotten to book. Can I have a room, please?
Yeah.
And they said, there aren't any. So it's midnight. And I just said, he goes, tell
there
me
is
what.
No room 365.
There is no room 365, yeah.
Sometimes they complain to
Oh, sorry.
So they are, mate.
Sorry, that's too much, mate. So then he was like, maybe you booked at the Hotel Devan. That's a French name as well. He goes, I'll give him a ring for you. And he was right.
Okay.
So anyway.
And now we are here at the Celtic Manor.
Yeah.
The Corner Podcast. Big thanks to Dylan Matthews. Plenty of deals going on here at the moment.
Oh, yeah? Tell us about them, Tom.
No, go online. Have a look at them.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't know them, do you?
Celtic Resort. Yeah, there's huge ones. Golf, bed and breakfast, the lot.
Well, I would say...
Always busy, mate. Always busy.
Is this the best hotel in Wales? Apart in terms of massive ones.
It's one of my favourites, yeah.
Then why has every other guest got a shell suit on? Is that just because we're in Wales?
No, it's just...
Sporty.
Sport Tuesdays, isn't it?
Sporty Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they look like, everyone looks like Gazza in the 80s. 80s, 90s. But tonight, I'm going out with the lads. I mean, at some point, I'll have a night at home, Tommy. But okay. I'm going to end up having... For those of you who think it's all glam, we're very lucky to do the sort of stuff we do, but I am having two nights at home in 2 weeks, which is pretty punchy. But tonight, I'm going out with the lads from Tarmac. Not work, just they're having dinner in Bath, and I'm going to go and meet them. I'm not going to have any drink, by the way.
Okay.
Have you ever met the guys from Tarmac? Martin and the boys?
No.
Oh, they're brilliant.
I know there's a couple of guys who work in Wales for Tarmac.
Yeah. Brilliant. They're brilliant, lads. Oh. Yeah, really good crack. Sat next to them at the Saints dinner last year. I don't know, what do they do?
It's Tarmac Drives, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your driveway doing, boss?
Yeah. Pebble Dash.
That'd be nice. I don't want to go home anymore.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Right, before we get on to weekend's results, mate, there's Pro 12 awards were held in Ireland.
Yeah.
This week, or last week, or the weekend. Good photo of Nigel Owens and Luke Fitzgerald together. They've made up.
Have they?
Yeah. But the Pro 12 Chairman's Award, special award, went to Nigel Owens, MBE.
Yeah.
Guinness Players.
Did he was there on the night, or yeah. He didn't get stuck in Barry?
Just a joke. Done that before. Yeah. Guinness Players Player of the Season goes to, who do you think?
Charles Pietau.
Yes. Brilliant.
He'd be Player of the Season in any league he played in.
Pro 12 Coach of the Season?
Charles Pietau.
Yeah. Razzy Erasmus from Munster.
Oh, nice.
Try of the Season? Ruan Pina, Ulster. Young Player of the Year? Joey Carberry for Leinster.
He's so good, mate.
Great potential.
So good.
Rhino, Golden Boot, Sam Davis, he's the best percentage. Mind you, he only kicked 50.
Yeah, goals, and he so. Kicked four times from the front of the post.
Top try scorer was Steph Evans from the Scarlets.
He's had a good season, mind.
He's no sure. One really wants to win the Specsavers Fair Play Award, do they? Not really, but...
No, not unless you're a ref.
Connaught won it. So
hang on, Connaught won it. Even though their captain persuaded the referee in that Wasps game that they had time to kick to the corner from which they scored. So he either didn't know or he lied and convinced the ref. And Wasps, but effectively went out of Europe because that cost Wasps massively, massively. They won the Fair Play Award.
Jedi.
That's one of the biggest controversies in European rugby history, and they've won the Fair Play Award.
You could hear him on the way back saying, I'm one with the force, the force is with me, I'm one with the force, the force is with me.
What
the
a joke.
Force with me. Do you know where that's from? Of course you don't. What game were you at the weekend?
Debbie Does Dover.
Ben.
I was at Wasps against Sarries. It's good.
What do you think of it?
My
So 35-15 yeah. to Wasps.
Yeah. Thomas Young was
half a team out.
Yeah, half a team out. It looked like Sarries might win it after 60, but Wasps pulled away. Thomas Young was superb. It's one of the best games I've seen him play, and he won man of the match, scored two tries.
Three tries.
He still wasn't the best player on the field because Joe Launchbury was just outrageous, just outrageously good. Like, in fact, I mean, I love the other second rows. In fact, I haven't seen a second row play that well in the Premiership this season.
Really,
he was just incredible.
He's kept quite quiet since sort of the Lions snub,
yeah,
as opposed to Mike Brown.
Yeah, but all Mike Brown has said, he said the headline said Brown slammed. He's like, he just said he's gutted.
Yeah, but it's also, you know, you can see the actual quotes.
So yeah, what are the quotes?
That he's disappointed that no one's been in contact with him. He's on the standby list, but no one's talked to him about that.
Oh right.
It does seem a little bit bitter, in my opinion. And that he's...
I don't think the standby guys should be contacted. Currently. I asked Jono this yesterday on the video we did with Land Rover, and he was like, "He's like, how many phone calls do you want him to make? Do you want him to ring 50 lads?" He's like, "We don't need."
It comes across as a little bit bitter.
Yeah, he probably is. I think
Mark McCall's not too happy. Right. Mark McCall's not too happy because they had a press day on Monday for him, because obviously it's European week.
Yeah.
But they knew that months and months in advance.
Yeah, I know, but they didn't know they're going to be in the Champions Cup final. But
no, I know. But you've got to have a squad photo, haven't you?
Yeah, but Brian O'Driscoll was saying they, when they were in the Heineken Cup final, they private jetted the Leinster boys because you've got five of your forward pack and one of the backs, whatever. And it's like, that's Monday training before the biggest game of the year. It's like, it's actually a big deal missing a Monday, because that's loads of previewing, loads of work gets done on a Monday, Tuesday.
Do you know what I'm gutted about?
What?
Back in 2005, I don't know if I told you, it was on the Lions tour, squad photo, right? I just decided to put my shorts up really, really high.
Because you thought you were funny?
Yeah.
And now you regret it?
Yeah.
Because you look like a dick?
Because they're really high.
Yeah.
If anyone can find that photo,
really white legs in it.
I'm stood next to Paul O'Connell, and he pulls his up quite high, and I say, "Oh God, I'll do the same." Pull mine up, and then the actual photo is a town, so he's obviously pulled them back down.
Oh,
so
yeah, without me knowing.
So Wasps got a home draw then, haven't they?
Yeah, Elliot Daly's try around the outside at the end was
his pickup.
Yes, oh, that's beautiful.
So fast, mate.
Do you know he can't drive? He hasn't got a driving licence.
Really?
No.
Why?
I think he's vegan. Okay. No, I don't know what it is. But yesterday we were at this Lions thing, and all the players were arriving. And it's really interesting because you've got lads who've never met each other, played against each other, and it's like, hi Jared, I'm Ross. Hi Elliot, I'm Jared.
I saw a photo, right, of Warby was addressing the squad. All on the right hand side were all the English and the three Scots.
Yeah.
And the left were the
Welshies and Irishies.
Welsh, I mean, if I'm being picky, I would have preferred if the Scots were on the left as well.
Yeah.
But
just have England separate themselves so you could slag them off.
Yeah. No, not at all. But I'm sure they'll all break down soon, won't they, and start bonding. So Wasps got a home semi-final against Leicester.
Yeah. Richard Hibbard was player of the year for Gloucester, by the way, before we forget that.
Sorry, yeah.
Ross Moriarty, young player, Hibbard player, and Bath player of the year, we might not mention last week, was Nathan Catt. And I'm putting that down to all of my aggressive ass-kissing on TV.
Sale Sharks had a good win against Bath as well.
Yeah.
Danny Solomono.
Yeah. He's mega.
Good, he is looking good.
Can't wait to see him.
He's on the England tour, yeah.
Yeah. And Sam James is so good at 13.
We had a bet on Harlequins to beat Northampton. That didn't happen.
No.
But did you see Harry Mallander hit the post in front of the post with a conversion?
Yeah. It's quite something, that.
Yeah, I know. And not that it made any difference to the score, because they still needed... they didn't need Harlequins to get bonus points.
Did you see Louis Picamole's little offload on the inside to Alex Waller for that try? It's just like... He's so good. And that's why I'm on Pellier. I've heard a bit of chat from the inside.
Yeah.
And apparently... I read that I got told the Saints have said you can have him for 1.2 million to get him out of his contract.
Okay.
Which I've read Saints have actually asked for 700 grand to get him out of his contract, and they've offered him 65 grand a month at Montpellier. And I just said, Louis, I said to him, you cannot live on that. You can't. He can't be expected to live on that. And the other chat I heard was that if they don't get Louis Picamole, then they're after Carl Ferns, who has signed a deal with Gloucester, and Gloucester will only let him renege on that if they receive X amount of money from Leon or from whoever signs him.
Burrell looked pretty good for Northampton.
Yeah, he did.
He George did. North as well, back on scoring. So I named George in my potential Lions starting 15 if everyone's fit. And you sort of mentioned, what about Liam Williams? He's been playing well.
Yeah.
But George gives you a bit of size as well. You know, if they're looking at potentially playing Sexton, Farrell and Joseph in centres, you need a little bit of size. You need someone to cut up now and again to get them on the front foot.
But I spoke to...
Otherwise, they're all going to be the same size. They're all going to be round 14 stone.
I know, but I spoke to Brian O'Driscoll about this, and he said exactly the same as you. So you two, there's a good chance you two, your opinion is... in terms of who you pick an outside backs is more worthy than mine. But I think pick who plays like the bigger man, who's going to hit you harder and run harder. And I think Liam Williams might well be more physical.
Liam Williams runs hard, but if you've got Liam Williams running hard in a straight line, you've got George North running hard in a straight line, George is going to cause more damage. He's going to be able to get over the game line. Yeah. I know what you're saying about... I mean, Liam Williams runs his weight like nobody else.
Mm.
But if you just want to set up A to get to B, you need a bit of size. And that's where Jamie Roberts, God rest his soul, has been so good.
That I think it's probably appropriate that I bow to your and Brian's.
I don't know. This I don't know. I've only won a couple of Grand Slams.
Mate, I won the European Challenge Cup in 08. So I think I know what I'm talking about.
Any other Exeter? Look really good against Gloucester.
Yeah, they're really good. They're flying. They're absolutely flying. They're lovely.
Johnny Mays, two tries that were good. He went round the side of Jack Noel.
Yeah, Jack Noel, in inverted commas, hurt himself as he got steps. Like, oh, I've hurt myself. That's why I got skinned.
The good news is as well, no one got injured this week.
Yeah.
The sad news is about Ben Young's draw.
Well, the sad news is about Tom Young's and his wife, of course. I mean, I've said Brian O'Driscoll and Jono 300 times already on this pod, but I mentioned it to Jono yesterday, and he said he heard about it and felt sick. Yeah. And that is actually what I felt like. And it's like, it got to the point where I read the BBC thing on it, and I already knew. So I knew a couple of weeks, not that Ben was pulling out, but about Tom's wife. And it wasn't a very long article, but I just couldn't read it. I couldn't finish reading it. It's just so...
I know.
Well, it's as sad as it gets.
Everyone's thoughts go out. It is such a sad time.
But I just love the fact that Ben Youngs has pulled out, actually. Because, I mean, imagine being in New Zealand and getting the call.
Yeah.
That someone that close to you has died and you can't be there for your brother and his kid and that sort of stuff. So, And you know what? Lions tours are really, really important, but they're about 1% as important as that sort of stuff. So,
of course they are.
Anyway, yeah, incredibly sad and great decision from him.
Watched a bit of the Guinness Pro 12 because it was the last games for that weekend as well.
Mm.
Scarlets demolished the Ospreys.
Yeah.
40 points to 17. Now, the Ospreys had a poor loss against the Blues on Judgment Day a few weeks ago. Then they bounced back against Ulster. Bit of a shocking performance against the Scarlets at the weekend, but I mean they're okay. They're still in playoff position.
Yeah,
they're still fourth. So you know they've got Munster away, which is a tough game. But Ospreys are still a good team, and Leinster got Scarlets at home, which I think will be pretty much one way.
Yeah,
the way Leinster. Play at the moment, so plenty of games still left.
Yeah, just, a lot going on, isn't there? Friday night, looking forward to Gloucester, hopefully beating Paris in the Challenge Cup final. Friday night, I'm pretty pumped about that, and I'd love it if they performed in that game like they did at La Rochelle a couple of weeks ago. Then they'll win it, and I'd like to see them win it because they've got so many good lads.
The week time again. I think last week was our first loss. We bet on Harlequins to beat Northampton. I believe it's by 2 or 3 points or more. They didn't. So we're sorry about that, guys. But
incredibly sorry.
We get a free bet every week, and all proceeds of our bet goes towards charity.
Children in need, no?
Yes, it is. This week we're going to bet on the Champions Cup final.
Don't call it the Heineken.
I can't help
Sponsored
it.
Sponsored by Heineken.
Can't help it. And we're going to be betting on Claremont Saracens.
Yeah, I'm 100% saying Saris. What are you saying?
I'm saying Claremont.
Been here before, haven't we?
I know.
Is it your go?
I think Saracens will be favourites, but I just think it's Claremont's time. I think so many times they've been the bridesmaid. It's going to happen.
No, they're going to be the groom.
You didn't expect them to win in the semi-final. They did.
I think Saracen's going to win. You think Claremont are going to win. Should we toss a coin, or is it your turn to dominate?
You're overruled.
Okay.
Because I edit this podcast, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying Claremont...
Hope you're wrong.
Claremont to win by 2 or more points.
Yeah.
And you'll see this unique bet on the website, which is leovegas.com.
Yeah.
Standard terms and conditions apply. You've got to be over 18.
Yeah.
Be responsible.
Yeah.
Also, be shown on the Twitter feed, which is at leovegasuk.
Yeah.
So.
Good luck to all, yeah? One and all.
Get involved.
Get involved.
Just before we enter questions, Big Dave, it's a big day today in Wales.
Oh, yeah?
Tuesday, yeah, because they are voting on whether Gwent Dragons will be taken over by the Welsh Rugby Union.
Yeah. Mm. What do you reckon?
Not sure. It needs to be ratified by 75% of Newport RFC shareholders.
Yeah.
So, who knows what's going to happen? I think possibly the W might end up taking over all the four regions.
Yeah, do you think that would work?
A bit like the Irish model, I'm not sure.
But it doesn't work now.
Correct. So I read a really interesting article from Martin Ryan, one of the board members of Cardiff Blues.
Yes.
And he was saying that it's only sustainable for two clubs to play in Wales.
Wow.
But they've got to look at somehow, in some way, of keeping the regions as they are, and keeping them in a competition, and then finding a competition possibly for the two super clubs in Wales. Whether the RFU would open up the league to that. But the main thing is, if you are having two clubs, is how you bring through the talent.
Mm.
You know, how you bring through the next generation of rugby players.
Yeah, it's hard, that.
It is hard. I'll tell you what's hard, mate. Centres in Wales at the moment is hard. Because you've got two Kiwi centres playing at,
yeah.
At the Blues. You've got Josh Mantovesi he's at the Ospreys.
Yeah.
We've signed in another Kiwi as well. There's Hadley Parks and Scarlett's, so the centres is being dominated at the moment in Welsh rugby by foreigners, which means there's a lack of players coming through. So something to look at. But we got questions. We'll start off with a serious one from Sam Bartram on Twitter. Which one of you drinks the most pints? What do you drink a lot of ale, don't you?
No, I like a bit of that and a bit of lager. Yeah,
you do drink a lot of ale. Don't try and deny it.
I do both.
Yeah,
on a big night out, I do lager.
Yeah, I've not reached that age yet. You know, I'm not midlife.
I was drinking ale when I was 21.
So I drink lager still.
I like Guinness and lager.
Okay.
Most of all,
and you also like. You know,
I like ale a bit.
Yeah, you like John Smith's and stuff like that as well.
Not really, but if you want me to, that's fine. Yeah. Who drinks the most? Who drinks more, rather?
Probably you. No, I don't know.
No, maybe you. Similar. Yeah. Here's one.
Yeah, go on.
From Scott on the email. Two questions. Both of them are good. Do you know much about Quinn's new signing, Dimitri Katrakalis? Is he any good? Will he fill Nick Evans' boots? He is good. It's a decent signing. Who's going to fill Nick Evans' boots? Not many. He's primarily, from what I've seen, a bit of a kick and clap merchant. Not massively creative. Could be wrong. Hopefully I'm wrong. I would say it's a good, solid, good quality signing. Not necessarily that exciting.
Pragmatic.
Yeah, it's fine. But the second question is, if you could choose between Beam Me Up Scotty's superpower or have X-ray vision, which one would you go for? I say Beam Me Up because you could just cut out journeys and say, right, I want to be in Ibiza, I want to be here, and just go, never travel again.
Yeah, that's a good point. I suppose when he's talking about X-ray vision, it's not as if you can look at what someone looks like naked. You're just going to see bones, aren't you?
That is such a good point. I think he means you can see people's boobs.
Well, he said X-ray. That's an X-ray.
No, but I think that's what Scott means.
I mean, everyone knows the best superpower would be to be invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like Mel Gibson was in that film, What Women Want, so you know exactly what they're thinking. So if you are, it would work both ways. Like, if you like women, it would work. If you like men, it would work. So you know exactly what they want to hear, which actually is really disingenuous. It's awful. I'd hate that superpower.
Right, there's one on Twitter, Ashley Jones. Is there still room for the enforcer in our modern game?
No.
It's like Backy Botha, you know, that type of player.
No, you're better off having a really high work rate player. A guy who actually does a load of good work.
There's still tough players out there. I mean, rugby league's a classic example of Yeah, but it's another game that still goes ahead. There's still quite a few scraps and there's still quite a few enforcers in that game. I would say Ross Moriarty is that type of player. He's not dirty, though. He looks and he plays hard.
He scares opposition players.
Yeah.
And I think that, yes, so maybe, yeah, but I think in terms of the old school enforcer whacking people, no. Mm. No, I don't think so. Here's one on the email from Claude. I am known within my friendship group as the catfish due to my inability to grow facial hair. What nicknames have you been given over the years due to your misfortunes? Claude in Bristol.
Sloth.
Yeah. I always liked Lab Rat for you.
Yeah.
Ches used to call you Lab Rat, didn't he?
Yeah, because I was so white.
Yeah. Mm. The lads used to call me, like, The Rock, Vin Diesel, Driller. I mean, all sorts of stuff.
Sonia
from EastEnders.
Put a wig on you.
Omid Jarley. Nothing that creative, actually. No. Blocker. I remember Blocker, Chris Malone, the fly half, called me Blocker, which was Blocker Flats. Nice. That's about it. Nothing better.
Right, Rob Haworth, ketchup or brown sauce on your bacon bap?
I go ketchup.
I go brown sauce.
Bit odd.
Chris Preston on Twitter says, if you had to select someone who you've played with or against into a gladiatorial battle with you, who would you choose?
Pick one person to go in a gladiatorial battle with us.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny Grucock, easy. Mm. Easy, by mile. Massive, psycho, relentless, really good fighting technique. Really fit.
Yeah.
Happy days. He'd fill anybody in rugby, apart unless they've been trained to fight professionally.
Yeah, he's a good one. I would go Scott Crennel or Dan Barr.
Dan Barr, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'd still pick Grury, but Dan Barr, actually, that's pretty close. He was a genuinely
scary bloke.
Intimidating bloke, yeah.
After, here's Luke Wheeler on Twitter. After being dismantled by the Scarlets, do the Ospreys need to move on from Steve Tandy?
Tom, your best place to answer.
That's an interesting question. Towards the end of the season, the Ospreys haven't been playing that well, but let's not forget where they finished. They finished fourth. They're still in the playoff spot. I think he's still the right man for the job.
Yeah. And Adam Peters on email hasn't asked a question, but he said, I walked past a guy who looked like Flats in Manchester. Now he knows we were there. Gutted he didn't say hello. Mm. Imagine what could have been, Adam. Imagine what could have been the big day.
BFFs.
You didn't miss much, mate.
Carwin Roberts on Twitter. Why does Eddie Jones refuse to pick Christian Wade in any England squad, regardless of how many other wingers are unavailable?
Yeah, I get asked that a lot, as you can imagine, and I can't quite work that one out.
Size? Fact he chews gum?
Maybe. I can't quite work it out. He is spectacular.
Mm.
And he's brave, like, and he's powerful. I don't know why they don't pick him.
Questionnaire from
and he's Blum. Young. He's young as well. Anyway, yeah.
Questionnaire from Reese Blumberg.
Muppet.
Yeah. Fluffy. If the All Blacks replaced... Initially, he said Brad Barrett, so I had to correct him on that.
What a loser.
Yeah, Bowden Barrett with Flats. Would they still beat Scotland? So
that's actually a really good question.
So you're playing 10 for the All Blacks.
So can I get myself in a bit of shape?
Yeah. But suppose you'd just be like Link Man, wouldn't you? You know, you just 9, 12 off line-outs.
I'd be the highwayman. I'd be stand and deliver. Like, do you know what? This is really aggressive. I think if I played for the All Blacks at 10, we could beat Scotland.
Okay.
They would target me, but I would have Ardi Salvea and Malachi Fekitoa either side of me, and I reckon they'd look after me.
It's a good question there, but I'm just looking at his profile picture now. You get on with him, because he wears a lot of tweed as well.
I thought that was from Blum.
Yeah, he wears a lot of, lot of tweed, yeah. Yeah, head, yeah. Older than his years, that one.
Yeah, odd bloke. I'm ready to... My back hurts a bit now, so I'm ready to go home. Is that all right with you?
No, we've got one more question, mate.
All right.
A serious one. David Wilson, how did you and your teammates handle nerves going into big games?
Faked it, pretended I wasn't nervous.
You just wanted... All right, go on.
You get to a point where you know that you're really nervous and you think it's the worst thing in the world, but you know that when the ref knocks on the door, you're going to be all right. I just used to try and think of something else.
focus in on certain jobs. But I knew that, not that I was an amazing player, but because I was a prop and I was a bit older by the end and I was big or whatever, that people, younger players, other forwards, because I had a lot of experience, they looked to you for reassurance, so you couldn't stand there looking terrified. So I would be absolutely relaxed, confident, no shouting.
I think it's just reaffirming positive thoughts. You've got to have positive thoughts. You can't be thinking about, what if I miss a tackle? You know, what if I drop the ball? If I go out of position? You know, you've got to be thinking, you've got to be reminding yourself of how well you play, sort of.
Yeah.
Visualising.
You get nervous.
I did a little bit of nerves, yeah, I did. Yeah. I wasn't that relaxed, you know. I'd have to work myself up for it as well.
Yeah.
It's good though, isn't it? It was always a nice feeling of going out there, that nervous excitement. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't miss it though.
W1 on Twitter has said, has Gatland picked a squad to play a certain type of game or just the best players available?
I think the best players available. I think that people are getting a little bit carried away with Warren Ball.
I don't think he's going to go to Warren Ball. I don't think he can be that practical and that basic against the All Blacks. I think you're going to have to do something different to beat them. You can't just play standard.
Got to take risks.
One up rugby. You do, mate. I honestly believe that. And I think he's sort of, again, we've talked about this before, I think it's where he views Owen Farrell will dictate the type of game Lions will play, enough Wales. Because he's the only ball player, he's really the only ball playing 12 in the squad.
Yeah.
Which I think all teams are better when they've got two ball players at 10 and 12.
Should agree with that, Tom.
Yeah. A little bit shorter, probably 8 minutes shorter than normal.
Got a bad back though, haven't I?
Yeah. And if you have like this, make sure you get online and review it.
Yeah. Say nice stuff. Give us 6 stars. How many stars can you get? 5 stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
5 Michelin stars.
We're never going to know. All right. Good luck to everyone, yeah?
Yeah.
LA.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.